Good morning. Well, once again, we have a very special time to gather here in the house of the Lord. We have a baptism here, and this time, of course, Christy and Bruce Bach's little daughter, Dana Michelle. Dana Michelle will be baptized. It is a wonderful day to worship here. And of course, every baptism is again that occasion, that worship service in which we remember our baptism and give thanks to God. I do have some announcements to bring before some emergencies. Please remember Sean and Steph Kitchen in your prayers. His mother Marcia passed away this week, so please remember Sean, Stephanie, and his family. Also, we would ask that you lift up in your prayers Marilyn and Warren's granddaughter, Aubrey. Aubrey is having some serious health issues that she's dealing with, huh, Rifa? So we want to remember her in our prayers. Remember Aubrey in your prayers. Also, Don, I see Don back here. Don, we'll remember you, brother. On Tuesday, you're going to have a procedure. We want to lift you up in prayer as well. Are there any others that we need to be alerted to? Any other concerns to which we need alerted before we begin our time of worship? Any concerns or announcements? Any announcements? Yes, sir, John.
In the past, we've had times where you clean out your closet and we take the clothes up to Fort Wayne Rescue Mission or you give them to Salvation Army or something like that. But you don't have to do that now. We have a container on the south side of the lumber yard that you can put all your clothes and stuff in, and the proceeds from that go to Special Olympics. So it's a white big container, and you don't have to go anyplace else other than Convoy to put your clothes, and it goes to a good cause. So just want to let you know.
Excellent, John Hall. Thank you. Any other parish notices to come before us? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Mighty God, your voice is like the crash of thunder. Your breath is like a whirlwind that breaks the mighty cedars as though they were twigs. Come to us, Holy One, when we have need of you, when we feel abandoned and alone. For you alone can comfort us and lead us through the waters of grief and loss. You alone can send us the help we need to cross over to other shores and find our way home. Give us the courage of Elisha to ask for a double portion of your spirit, for we cannot go it alone. In your faithful name we pray. Amen. We are people of the Spirit.
People of God's whirlwind. People of fire and horses and chariots.
We are heirs with Christ.
Heirs of freedom. Heirs of love and the one of us.
We are people of God.
People of promise. People of glorious soul.
Thanks be to God. Lift up your hearts, your voices to the Lord for the opening hymn of praise, 696, America the Beautiful.
Thank you.
take this opportunity, welcome one another through the passing of the peace. This time we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. It is great to see you. Now, I got a newspaper right here. How many of your moms and dads read the morning paper? How many of them get a newspaper that they read? Yeah, a lot of moms and dads get their news from the newspaper. And then, of course, we're in the digital age, aren't we? So a lot of news comes over the laptops and the tablets. So, you know, there's different forms of news. It's certainly television still. A lot of us watch the television to get the news. Well, I've got news for you that is free to everyone. Of course, it's a weekend in which we're already preparing our hearts to celebrate freedom, right? I've got good news that is free to everyone because the price has already been paid. And the good news is that God loves us. God loves us. And I said the price has been paid. It's news for everybody. It's a gift. It's a gift of freedom. Freedom of the soul. Freedom of the heart that the Lord God has provided. And it took Jesus to suffer the death upon the cross. He gave his life that we might know the freedom of forgiveness, the freedom of eternal life. And do you know how most of us got that news? Not through the newspaper, not through the television, not through the emails. Most of us received this good news from a Christian friend. From a Christian friend. So you know what? You know the drill. You know you get two suckers, right? One sucker you keep and the other sucker you give away and you tell them. You give them a witness. You tell them about Jesus. You tell them about God, that God loves us with Jesus who died on the cross. You share that message with them. Give them the good news. Will you do that? Let's form a circle here. Let's give thanks God for the freedom that forgiveness brings. The freedom of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Heavenly Father, on the weekend that we begin the celebrations of freedom, we recognize that freedom isn't free. That there were many brothers and sisters who laid down their lives on the soil of battle for freedom, for the fight for freedom. And, oh Lord, that just simply echoes and mirrors the love that you have shown for us in Jesus, your Savior, who gave his life upon the cross of Calvary, that by his precious blood we be cleansed of our sins, that we have the hope of forgiveness, and that we now receive the free gift of life, life abundant, and life eternal. So, Lord, send us out to other boys and girls that we might share that witness with them of Jesus and his love, and we'll give you all the praise and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, let's get you supplied for this mission. We're going to be studying about Elisha, who had a mantle given to him from Elijah. We'll start with In fact, Allison, do you want to help carry the microphone today?
Good, good.
Now, don't forget, get two. Don't let me rush off and not get you two. I have a bad habit of doing that. I've had a bad habit of doing that. Yeah. There you go, honey. Get you two. How's she doing, Dad? Did you find the one she likes? Find the ones you like? Well, you know what I like about that, Bruce? Now, not only has she found the ones that she likes, but see, she will give to somebody something that she treasures. How about that, huh? And, of course, what we treasure most is the love of Jesus. So you be sure to tell them. When you give your gift, you be sure to say, Jesus loves you. Go ahead and get two, because you get to give one away. There you go. Everybody getting two? Okay. All right, children. Well, I want to thank you for coming down here this morning. You may return to your pews, and Allison's going to help us out this morning. If you're a visitor, I say, my goodness, what a day to worship with us in the house of the Lord, a day of baptism for Dana Michelle. This is a rich worship experience. We have visitors' cards that are placed in the pews. If you wish, if you elect, take one of those visitors' cards, fill it out. And furthermore, if you elect to put your phone number on there, drop that in the offering plate when the ushers come by here in a little bit for the offering. And they always get me those cards, and I always will get you a call back, so we'll get you acquainted. Now, by way of getting acquainted, guest, and we have many guests today, this portion of the service is known as the Joys and Concerns. If you have a joy, for example, a birthday, a wedding anniversary, or a testimony of praise, raise your hand for that joy. If you have a concern, perhaps it's someone that you love who was sick or in a time of need, raise your hand. Joys or concerns, raise your hand, and Allison will bring you the microphone.
We lost our Aunt Grace this last week, the last couple days ago. That would be Gerald Harding's sister. We're having the viewing this afternoon, and the funeral is tomorrow. Breast cancer finally got her. It came back. We knew it was just a limit of time, and she's gone now. So prayers for the entire Harding family would be appreciated.
Indeed. Prayers for Gerald and all the family. Thank you, Joy. Are there other joys or concerns? Just raise your hand. Keep your hand up, if you will, please, so that Allison can see your hand.
Today is Clark's birthday.
And a happy birthday. Hey, here we go. Happy birthday, Clark. Awesome.
I want to thank, commend, congratulate, I don't know, not sure which the right word is, Megan Hall. Most of you probably seen that Vantage had a camp for girls in the math, science, technology fields, and she was one of the speakers, and I thought that was great of her to do that. I think she probably had a little help in that department, but that's
she
okay. Could,
yeah, and she does indeed deserve a praise. God bless you, Megan. Other joys or concerns? I see Annie here. And by the way, now Annie is in the house. Come on, man. Raise the cheer. Annie, so good to have you back.
I just want to thank everybody for the prayers, concerns, and it's great to be back.
God bless you, Annie. It's great to have you back. Now we're complete. Any other joys or concerns? Joys or concerns? Keep your hand up so Allison can see you. I see one way back there. I believe it is Megan.
I don't know, a lot of you probably didn't know, my mom also had knee surgery a week after Dick Miller had knee surgery, but she was, her goal wasn't to be in Sunday the next week, but she is still having some issues, some pain in the knee, and so if you can just keep her in your prayers for God's healing on that.
Appreciate it, Megan. Thank you so much for lifting her up. And by the way, about Dick Miller, the man that had the knee replacement, he's going golfing this week with me. Yeah, I told him he's the original Iron Man. Hey, other joys or concerns? Other joys or concerns? Just please raise your hand so Allison can see you. It's a wonderful gathering here today. As I said, it is a great day in the Lord. Sacrament. Baptism. Let's give a thanks for Allison for serving the Lord this morning. Thank you, Allison. and we will turn to the Lord in silent prayer. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Give us this fruit always, O Lord. Feed us with your Spirit always, O Lord. Lead us to life, Lord God, and deepen our faith as we lift up from our hearts that prayer that our Savior Jesus has invited us to pray with him. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. The hymn that prepares our hearts for the Word of God this morning is a hymn. Linda, Diane, in the past 19 years, I never used it in a worship service. Crossroads has sung it. Crossroads. Crossroads sang it last week. I should have looked at the lectionary for this Sunday. Susie, Roger, I should have checked ahead. This is the Scripture, the Word of God, that has inspired this great spiritual. Let's stand together for 703, Swing Low, Sweet Chariot.
Thank you.
be seated. The brightest day that I can say, coming for to carry me home, when Jesus washed my sins away, coming for to carry me home. And that is the theme of baptism. We are about to celebrate that baptism. First, we will turn now to this Word of God that inspired that great spiritual. You have on the screen before you the Word, 2 Kings, the second chapter, verses 1 through 2 and verses 6 through 14. Now, when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. And Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." And so they went down to Bethel. And then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But again he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." And so the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. And then Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water. And the water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. And when they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." And he responded, "You've asked a hard thing. And yet, if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted to you. If not, it will not." And as they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him. And he went back, stood on the bank of the Jordan, and he took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him, struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he struck the water was parted to one side and to the other, and Elijah went over on dry ground. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word. This Word of God shares with us so much of the truth of the journey of life. And it is simply this, Bruce. It is simply this, Christy. The walk of life is not always easy. Elijah several times gave Elisha a warning that this was going to be difficult, this walk. But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, as you live also, I will not leave you." The walk of commitment is not always easy, but it's the walk of commitment that will yield blessings upon blessings. Elijah said to Elijah, he says, "I want a double portion of the Spirit of God." And he hung in there, Bruce and Christy. It wasn't easy. Elijah warned him it wasn't going to be easy, but he kept the faith. He walked the walk. And he was given the double portion of the Spirit of the Lord. You know, that walk with God is not always easy. There's so much that distracts us in the walk. So many distractions that would threaten to separate us from God. It's easy to walk away, to be parted. I'm reminded of an old story. There was a couple, Bruce and Christy, there was a young couple, much like yourselves, and they were driving down the road on one side of the highway, and there was an older couple on the other side approaching in the opposite lane. And the older couple, the wife, says to her husband, she sees the young couple like you just sitting real close together going down the road, young sweethearts. And the older woman in the other vehicle says, "Why don't we sit together like that anymore?" And you know what he said, Bruce? He replied, "I'm still sitting where I was always sitting." It is part of the human nature to drift apart. But the lesson here from the Word of God is walk the walk with God. Walk a walk of commitment. Not always easy, but when the times get tough, it is the Lord God who will give you a double portion of His Spirit. God is going to provide for everything that life's going to throw your way. Everything that life will throw at Dana Michelle, she will now have the mantle of God upon her. The mantle of Elijah, the double portion of the Spirit of the Lord God will be with her all the days of her life. You know, we never know, do we, when we're going to need a double portion, huh? We never know. I shared a story with you many years ago. Actually, the account, Betty knows it well. Betty Springer knows it well. I'm sure it meant a lot to Dell. It was an event that took place back in 1983. I had been married, Christy, only a year to my beloved Laura. And the story was about a general, Paul Kelly, four-star general. Paul Kelly, you remember it, Betty. He had gone to the United States Air Force Hospital in Frankfurt, West Germany, to call on some Marines who had been wounded in that horrible October 23rd, 1983 Beirut terrorist bombing. You all remember that. And among the wounded Marines was a young man, Lance Corporal Jeffrey Nashton. Now, to say that he was wounded is an understatement. Corporal Nashton suffered broken legs, collapsed lungs, a crushed arm, fractured skull. He couldn't speak, and he couldn't see because his eyes were filled with the cement emitted from the terrorist bomb. Knowing that he was blind, General Kelly leaned over him, and he introduced himself. And, of course, when he introduced himself as General Kelly, the young man, Bruce, with the one good arm, he reaches up, that Marine reached up, and he felt the shoulder. Couldn't see at all. And he counted the four stars. And when he counted the four stars, joy, wounded, crippled, speechless, and blind, he smiled. And when he smiled, something happened in the heart of that old general. He said, "Son, I want you to know how proud I am of you, not only me, but I want you to know, son, how proud the nation is of you and your commitment for freedom and the fight for freedom." Well, he presented him the medal, Ted, that he'd come there to get him. But before he left the room with the good arm, the blinded Marine made a motion. And evidently there was this relationship, this pattern of communication that had been established with the attending nurses. And he raised his hand, and sure enough, they brought the young Marine a pad, a notepad, and a pencil, and they held the pad for him, and he scrawled. Imagine this, Eston, blind, couldn't. He scrawls a message, and he gave it to General Kelly. Bruce, Christy, General Kelly got the message. For the message read, "Semper Fi," which is the Marine motto, short for Semper Fidelis, the Latin, which translated is "always faithful." General Kelly was so moved by this that he went back and told his staff, he said, "I have been in the presence of greatness. This commitment, this walk of commitment, that boy deserves these stars more than me." And he went back. He went back, Betty. General Paul Kelly went back and he presented his own stars on a plaque, and he had inscribed upon it, Gene, "Semper Fi." The walk of commitment is not always easy, but it will always yield blessing after blessing after blessing, the walk with God. That young corporal was later asked, as he began to heal when he could talk, they asked him, "Joy, why at a time like that did you send that message to General Kelly?" You know, in closing, do you know what he said? "Because I wanted General Kelly to know, not to give up the faith. I wanted General Kelly to keep the faith. This is the pledge of God to you to keep that commitment, right? The Lord always walks with us. The Lord always walks with us. It is the nature of God to love us and to never forsake us. So draw close. Get the double portion of Elisha now. And continue to witness to your beloved daughter as we witness to one another, sisters and brothers, of the faithfulness of God. We lift up, we renew that commitment as we now turn to page 39 in the hymn book. And I'm going to invite Christy Bruce to bring Dana Michelle. And you bring up your family. Bring a hymn book along with you. I always tell the families they don't have to remember or memorize a thing. And then I'm going to have Dave Bowen come. He's going to represent. He's our lay leader. He's going to represent the body of Christ here for the laying on of hands here in just a few moments, and also for the introduction. And we're just going to have everybody turn to page 39. Turn to page 39 in your hymn book. This is a beautiful day. And I'll tell you, big sister's going to take good care of little sister. Can you tell that? She's in a family of faith right here. Family of faith. All right, children. I'll have you come on up here. And you just, like I said, you just relax. And bring any family members you wish up here. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we are initiated into Christ's holy church. We are incorporated into God's mighty acts of salvation and given new birth through water and the Spirit. All this is God's gift offered to us without price.
I present Dana Michelle for baptism.
Thank you, Dave. And now, Bruce and Christy, on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin?
I do.
And do you accept the freedom? You hear that, children? Freedom. Do you accept the freedom and the power that God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression in whatever forms they present themselves? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior? Put your whole trust in His grace. Promise to serve Him as your Lord in union with the church which Christ has opened to people of all ages, nations, and races. And will you nurture Dana Michelle into Christ's holy church, that by your teaching and example, she may be guided to accept God's grace for herself, to profess that faith openly, and to lead a Christian life? And now, children of faith, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Will you nurture one another in Christian faith and life and include Dana Michelle now before you into your care? We will proclaim the good news. Live according to the example of Christ. We will surround Dana Michelle with a community of love and forgiveness that she may grow in her service to others. We will pray for her that she may be a true disciple who walks in the way that leads to life. Let us join together in professing the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and the New Testaments. Do you believe in God the Father? I believe in God the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. Do you believe in Jesus Christ? I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, was buried. He descended to the dead, and on the third day He rose again. He ascended into heaven, is sitting at the right hand of the Father, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Eternal Father, when nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised.
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Tell of God's mercy each day. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus, nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Declare his works to the nations, his glory among all the people. Pour out your Holy Spirit and bless this gift of water and Dana Michelle, who receives it, to wash away her sin, to clothe her in righteousness throughout her life, that dying and being raised with Christ, she may share in his final victory. All praise to you, Eternal Father, through your Son, Jesus Christ, who with you and the Holy Spirit lives and reigns forever. Amen. Now, Mom and Dad, I'm going to have one of you just take little Dana and hold her head right over the baptismal font. Make her nice and secure. That's why we always have the parents hold our babies. And now, with a great privilege, Dana, Michelle, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And now I'm going to have you and Bruce, and I'm going to have Dave join us here to lay hands on her for this blessing. And now, Dana, Michelle, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I'm going to do something right now, and this is a tradition. Now, our guest, I have to share with our guest that I think this is one of the nicest traditions that's been established. My three were already baptized when this was inaugurated, and this is just this is very, very wonderful, because what we're going to invite Christy and Bruce to do is, you may take home a bulletin. That's not a condition, it's not a prerequisite. What this is about, though, is every year, the anniversary of Dana's baptism, take this candle out and light it again, and witness to her mom and dad, witness to her about the love of Jesus and her baptism. I'm going to go ahead and light this now. And Dave, would you want to hold this for the family for me while we have the congregational response? Now, it is our joy to welcome a new sister in Christ. Through baptism, you are incorporated by the Holy Spirit into God's new creation and made to share in Christ's royal priesthood. We are all one in Christ Jesus. With joy and thanksgiving, we welcome you as a member of the family of Christ. I'm going to have you stand at this time as we conclude with the commendation as well as the welcome. And now, members of the household of God, I commend Dana Michelle to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase her faith, confirm her hope, and perfect her in love. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant faithfully to participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, and our service, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Dana Michelle, the God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Shall we raise a shout of joy here? At the close of the service, following the benediction, I'm going to have Christy and Bruce and the family bring little Dana Michelle back here, so you'll get a chance to welcome her as a new member in the kingdom of God. You may be seated. Oh, I'm sorry, Dave. Okay, thank you, Dave. Thank you, brother. The Lord has surely provided. In many instances, as with Elisha, the Lord has given to us the double portion. At this time, we'll have the ushers come forward as we serve the Lord through our tithes and our offerings. Let us pray together You always give us the freedom to turn back, O Lord, to take an easier road. But when we have the strength to carry on and ask for a double portion of your Spirit, like Elisha did before us, we find blessing upon blessing. May these gifts reflect our gratitude for your many gifts, especially your fruit of the Spirit. May these gifts lift others in their need, that they may see their own freedom. Amen. And now the closing hymn following that theme of the walk with God, the blessings that follow. God will take care of you, hymn number 130. Now may that love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit rest, abide with us all now and forever. Amen.